Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory. And that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we will have the creed. A Collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians 3, verses 12-17. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach, and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
The second reading is taken from John 19, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, Here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Hello. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will speak to us today through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning this Mothering Sunday. I'm speaking today from the summer house, where I really wanted to show you a picture painted by my mother, who is an artist. Now, who is your mother? That title, that question reminded me of a book I was read multiple times when I was a child. Are you my mother? I'm not going to read it all, but just the point is a little mother bird has a chick hatch from her egg whilst she has gone looking for worms, and the chick doesn't know who his or her mother is, so it falls out of the nest and goes in search of his mother, comes across a kitten, then a hen, then a dog, then a cow, and all of them say no, they're not the little chick's mother, and then finally comes across a big machine who goes snort, so the chick thinks it's a snort, the snort picks the chick up and ka-ching, puts the chick back in the nest, where along comes mummy with the worm, and the chick says, I know who you are, said the baby bird. You're not a kitten, or a hen, or a dog, you're not a cow, or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother. So, who has mothered you? In the John passage we just read, John 19:26, when Jesus saw his mother with the disciple whom he loved nearby, he said to her, woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. So yes, it might be obvious who your mother is or was, your birth mother, but equally somebody else may have mothered you. Maybe you were adopted, or maybe other people have mothered you along the way. Now, a bit later, we're going to have read to us a poem stroke prayer by Amy Young, and I wanted to read you a little section now. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. If you've been like Moses's mother and put a child up for adoption, trusting another family to love your child into adulthood. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you've been like Pharaoh's daughter, called to love children who are not yours by birth. And yes, today we remember those amongst us who are mothering children who are not theirs by birth, and for those who have been mothered by people who were not their birth mothers. And in actual fact, today's not Mother's Day, it's Mothering Sunday. And today I wanted to look at the characteristics of a mother. And I want you to think and shout out into your room there what you think are the main characteristics of being a mother. Now, obviously, feeding and sheltering and providing for, but what about those softer characteristics? such as gentleness and kindness, of patience, of tolerance, all sorts of things. And that's where I want us to read Colossians, or look at Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. From the contemporary English version, it says, God loves you and has chosen you as his special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Are those not all characteristics of mothering? Then it goes on to say, put up with each other. Oh my goodness, do mothers not have to put up with their children sometimes? I know that my mother, who we're reminded of behind me, certainly had a lot to put up with me and my siblings. But Colossians, the book that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, says, put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Yes, as mothers, we need to forgive our children, but as children or people having been mothered, we also need to forgive our mothers for where they have got it wrong, for where they've been negligent, for where they've made mistakes, for where they've had cross words or done things which were less than good. And yes, this passage talks of unconditional love. And God loves us like this, does he not? His love for us is unconditional. And yes, I'm not going to go into the theology of the mother side of God. If you want to know more, a good starting point is to read the book called The Shack by William P. Young, or watch the film. A little bit of a warning, it's tough at the beginning, but it's such an excellent book. The Shack is worth a read. And so let's reflect. Who is your mother? Who has mothered you? Who have you mothered? And what are the characteristics? And can we display those to others? Kindness, gentleness, patience, meekness, forgiveness, unconditional love.
And so as we've been thinking about who has shown us characteristics of mothering, who has mothered us, our mothers or someone else, let's have an attitude of gratitude to those people. The Colossians passage goes on to speak of cultivating thankfulness. In the passage in verse 13, it says, let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. That's the Message version, by the way. And in verse 15, it says, cultivate thankfulness. In the NIV version of Colossians 3, verse 15 says, and be thankful. And then it says, let the message of Christ dwell among you. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. And so we are called to sing to God and to thank God with gratitude in our hearts. Let's thank God for our mothers. Thank God for those who have mothered us. And thank God for the opportunities when we have mothered others, either our birth children or other people in our lives. Sometimes thoughts of our mothers or of Mothering Sunday is painful too. And I just want to acknowledge that today. It can be painful. Sometimes our mothers were not the best. Sometimes we wanted to be a mother, but couldn't. In this poem that I mentioned earlier, that talks of biblical characters with respect to mothering, I just wanted to read you a couple of the other verses. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you are like Tamar, struggling with infertility or a miscarriage. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if you are like Rachel, counting the women among your family and friends who year after year and month by month get pregnant, while you wait. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you are like Naomi and have known the bitter sting of a child's death. So yes, amongst us, there are people who have known the pain of infertility, have known the pain of miscarriage or losing a pregnancy, who've known the pain of losing a child. Offer your pain to God, who loves you unconditionally, who wants to nurture you and be gentle with you. And there are amongst us those whose relationship with their mothers was less than good. And that poem, A Stroke Prayer, goes on to say, I want you to know that I'm praying for you if your relationship with your mother was marked by trauma, abuse or abandonment, or she just couldn't parent you in the way you needed. So perhaps your mother fell short of what you needed, and there's pain in that memory. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if your children have turned away from you, painfully closing the door on relationship, leaving you holding your broken heart in your hands. And like Hagar, now you are mothering alone. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if motherhood is your greatest joy and toughest struggle, all rolled into one. So we may see ourselves in some or all of these stories and situations. And without a doubt, whether you're male or female today, we have all been mothered by someone at some time, and may well have mothered, or want a mother, or in fact will mother. However mothering applies to you, lift your thanks to God with gratitude, even in the pain. Let's just give thanks to God for his goodness and for his unconditional love for us. And so we've talked about the characteristics of mothering, and we've talked about the pain that can be involved with mothering, with our mothers or with being mothers, and we've talked about having an attitude of gratitude. But also we should seek forgiveness of our mothers, whether they be with us now or not, and seek forgiveness for where, if we have mothered others, we have not done it as well as we could or should. And in receiving God's forgiveness, remember that Jesus died on the cross for us and paid the price for our sins so that we may be cleansed and can come into relationship with him. Do spend some time reflecting on your mother or how you've experienced mothering with gratitude, with forgiveness. And give all the glory to God. And let us remember, friends, to take on those characteristics that we read of in Colossians 3 for one another. To be kind, to love one another, to forgive one another, and to give thanks to God the Father for all his good things. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority unto her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who with great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul says. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.